Welcome back to the Thermodad Podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Miller, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Tyler Woodward.
How are you doing today, Jaden?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Today, we're going to be talking about the biggest bang for your buck thermodiet tips and tricks to get you to better health.
Yeah. So, what's your first tip or trick?
First tip or trick, I would say probably walking. I think walking is probably the most underrated form of exercise, biggest bang for your buck, everything. You get to get outside, get some sunlight. It's very good for balancing your blood sugar after meals. So it helps to improve digestion, improve peristalsis. I think there's some evidence that it helps lymphatic drainage. So basically just helps to get things moving, helps to get things moving along. And it also helps you to use some energy. So it helps to, you know, maybe get your replenish your glycogen stores, increase insulin sensitivity. It's really going to be one of the main things. It's just going to help you use fuel better.
Definitely, for sure. And like, if you don't use it, you lose it. So as you age, then your ability to walk slowly diminishes. So if you keep your activity level up with that as much as possible, then it's probably pretty beneficial.
And I mean, literally, you can do it anywhere. You can do it on a treadmill. You can do it outside. And you only need to do it for 10 minutes. It's not like this big thing. All you got to do is put on shoes, maybe a jacket if it's cold out. Go for a walk. It's take your dog for a walk, whatever it is. I just think it's so beneficial and it's so underrated, overlooked a lot of times. Like even just parking a little bit, you've talked about this, like parking a little bit further away just to get some extra steps in. And I really don't think it makes you like hungry like a lot of other forms of exercise. I think it's very neutral in that regard.
Absolutely. Yeah, I completely agree. One of my tips would probably be learning how to cook and getting good like cooking utensils and cookware. I would say not directly related to thermo. It's not like a thermo activity or anything, but it's going to make staying consistent over time a lot easier. Like, you know, you learn how to cook good food, you're going to want to cook it a little bit more often because it's probably going to be better than anything that you can get whenever you're out and about at a restaurant or something like that, especially from like a thermo perspective. Like, you know what oils you're putting in there, you know the spices that you're putting in there, you know the quality of the food that you're getting. So I think like learning how to cook and like, you know, use different methods of cooking, use like different types of cookware, like a Dutch oven or a crock pot, stuff like that. Getting a really good kitchen knife is also like probably one of the best investments that I've made that I've had the best return on in terms of value whenever it comes to the kitchenware is like a good Dutch oven, a good crock pot, and then a really good kitchen knife. And you can get a kitchen knife, like a decent one, for $50 on Amazon. Like, and then you just get like a steel rod to sharpen it before you use it every time. And then you know, you're good to go. It's going to work like magic for years to come.
I like my Ozeri pan.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good. But yeah, I mean, I think also being thermo takes a little more creativity sometimes because you can't use everything. But honestly, like knowing how to do it, I mean, shout out Jake Miner, Aaron Keyes, thermo chefs. Jaden's a pretty good chef too. Like knowing how to use that creativity and using like those ingredients, like you can make some really good dishes.
Absolutely.
Plus sure. Sourdough is so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to get a good quality sourdough. I mean, that's like the cool thing. It's like making it yourself. A lot of times you'll get a better end product and honestly it ends up tasting really good a lot of the times, maybe better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think the kitchen is a great place for like a good grounds for experimentation and stuff like that, like allowing your creativity to flow. You know, at the very least, if you mess something up and it doesn't taste great, it's going to be edible most of the time. So unless you just burn the crap out of it, which just don't do that.
Yeah. Live and you learn.
Yes. Set a timer, you know, don't cook things too hot. Low and slow is usually a good method, unless you need to sear something and stuff like that, in my opinion. So, yeah, the real cooks out there might be pulling their hair out if, you know, there's certain foods out there that need to be cooked really high, really fast, but
nothing should be over medium rare.
That's
the standard.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And I'm going to add on to yours a little bit. I think meal prepping a little bit or whenever you can, it doesn't have to be like 7 days in a row, but even if you can make like, I do like a thermo bowl and I'll have leftovers like the next day or 2 days after, that's huge. It's not something that you have to worry about really reheating, just reheating on the pan again. And I think just makes life a lot easier, especially if you're cooking for yourself, a little different if you're cooking for multiple people, but.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the things that Matt was actually talking about the other day is that he had a, like he was going to a gym that was right next to a grocery store. I think if you can find something like that to where like, if you're already going to the gym to work out, you can just walk over to the store and grab what you need to cook that night. And then, like, you don't really have to put any extra effort into it. And so you have everything that you need, and then you can just go home from there. Like, you don't have to worry about driving back across town to the grocery store to get something else.
Yeah, definitely figuring that out. And, like, just trying to plan ahead, like, doing marinade or, like you've said, with the crock pot, just so you have it. Like, cook it in the morning when you're making breakfast, and then all of a sudden you come home. All you got to do is enjoy some crock pot, whatever, pork, whatever, beef. And then I think that also brings a good point, getting some snacks in. So today is brought to you. Today's episode is brought to you by the new Umzu bar with grass-fed butter. And it's honestly really good. I think it's a big improvement on the old one. I usually do not like protein bars at all. This one's I actually enjoy. It's pretty good. I'm a fan. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this one actually tastes like brownie. Like the one before was, it was close, but it wasn't quite there. And I think the butter really like brought it together to get that brownie flavor.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I won't lie. I like it. But so snacks are also just really important. I mean, in terms of balancing your blood sugar, keeping your blood sugar relatively elevated throughout the day is extremely important. That's something I've been struggling with a little bit because I'm trying to lose some weight. And I can definitely feel a diminishing effect. Like my brain is just kind of out of glucose and I start crashing. And your mood. And sometimes after the gym, if I'm really depleted, I'll feel really anxious. And I'm just like, wow, this is just my blood sugar just saying like, you need to eat something, kid.
Mm-hmm.
And having a snack like this at the office is great. The fruit bars, do a smoothie if you want. Whatever you can that's transportable. Even apple, I do apple and carrot a lot of days, I think are very important in terms of just whenever you need food, just have something close at hand.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that you mentioned was planning ahead. I think that's really important, especially like recipes and stuff like that. If you're trying to mix it up throughout the week, like sit down for 30 minutes to an hour on a Sunday afternoon and just, you know, before you go to the grocery store, just think about what you want to cook throughout the week, write down a list of all the stuff that you need for that. And then whenever you go to the grocery store, just go ahead and get everything that you need in one lump sum.
Yeah.
I like to do like a weekly grocery haul instead of like every few days or something like that. I just find it easier because I don't have to think about it until the next, you know, Sunday or whenever I'm going to get groceries.
Yeah. I usually try to buy a couple of days worth, probably a week worth, but sometimes I go to a couple different grocery stores just to get like, I go to Costco for something. So it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get those bulk lemonades and the organic lemonades.
Yeah.
And the dog treats. Shout out the office dogs. But so what else you got as far as tips? I got one. I think weightlifting. I mean, in terms of muscle building, and if you want to lose fat, I saw a great post by Carnivore Aurelius. Like the workouts you want for pro metabolic, for thermo, are going to be ones that put on muscle most efficiently. And because muscle is going to burn fat all day long. Like the amount of gaining muscle is not going to increase how much calories you burn in the gym by a significant amount, like over a couple of years maybe, but it's going to burn more calories all day long. You're burning more calories. You're going to increase your metabolic rate. You're going to be more insulin sensitive after a workout. So you can eat more and you're going to be able to better process carbs. And generally, I mean, having higher levels of muscle mass or higher amounts of muscle mass is going to have increased hormonal benefits, decreased fat. I think the benefits are pretty much endless. And not to mention, as far as anti-aging, you want to keep, you don't, sarcopenia is one of the things that pretty pronounced in aging. Also bone density loss. Yes, is that right? Both can be counteracted by weightlifting.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. I would also say just simply making the decision to prioritize your sleep.
Mm.
Like, I feel like that's one area where people are all like, yeah, I know that I need good sleep, so I'll go to bed with roughly 8 hours of bedtime in there, but they don't actually prioritize sleep as something that they have to do. Whenever you make the decision to be like, okay, I have to get good sleep and I have to get a good amount of sleep, I think once you actually do that, like your recovery is going to be better. Your mental clarity is going to be better. Your ability to kind of like process the things that have happened throughout your day is going to be better. So, also, you know, your creativity might also be better too. Like I know, who was it? Thomas Edison came up with the light bulb by like taking a nap.
Really?
Yeah, basically, like, I think what he did is he laid down on the couch. It might have been somebody else, but I think it was Thomas Edison.
Well, he discovered the light bulb.
Yeah.
I think I've heard the story.
Yeah. So like he laid down on a couch and like he had a ball in his hand that was over a plate. So like if he dropped it, it would make noise. And like he was thinking about something and he started to doze off. And like right whenever he dozed off, he would drop the ball on the plate and like kind of working with his unconscious and conscious mind at the same time in like a almost like a purgatory state, I guess you could say.
That's interesting.
And like that's how he came up with the – I'm pretty sure it was Thomas Edison whenever he came up with the light bulb idea. Like I think that's how it happened.
Yeah. You ever read about his like workshop? He just had a ton of people, engineers basically, and they would just come up with ideas and just like mess around.
No. Uh-uh.
It's supposed to be crazy. He had like – most of the ideas that he made and inventions I don't think were his ideas, but he was just the guy that funded all of it.
Interesting. It's
crazy. Like Tesla worked for Edison for a while.
Okay.
So it's crazy. But for another time.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Let's see.
You want to talk about the carrot?
Sure. Go ahead.
So the carrot is for digestion. Digestion is essential to life. How much you get out of your food, the vitamins and minerals you absorb, and the energy that you take in, and what ends up getting digested by the colon, the bacteria in there, plays a huge role. So carrots are basically pure cellulose. It's like something like 90, I think it's like 90 plus percent. Wrote an article on this, I forget what it is. And basically, you can't digest carrots. Same thing with like corn. If you ever see it in your stool, these things that are indigestible. Basically, what it helps to do is it helps to move things along in your digestive tract so things aren't sitting there, so less estrogen gets reabsorbed. It just helps for a more efficient process. And there are also some antibacterial qualities of carrots, so they help to fight the bad bacteria. And then if you want to add like coconut oil or olive oil and maybe was it apple cider vinegar or just vinegar on it?
Yeah, I know a lot of people will use like white rice vinegar.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's mostly what people use.
So those both have some antiseptic or antibacterial effects that basically help to combat the bad bacteria or endotoxin that helps to get your that can slow down your digestive tract but also increase serotonin levels, all this stuff. So doing a form of a raw carrot daily, I think it's a game changer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, for sure. Especially for just like gut motility and stuff like that too, like making sure stuff just stays moving.
Especially also, if you have poor digestion.
Yeah, for
sorry,
sure.
What were you saying?
Also lowering estrogen load. Like if you have problems with estrogen and raw carrot daily is going to be a game changer in terms of being able to eliminate estrogen for sure.
It's also like relatively filling, I would say. Like it's not a lot of food, not a lot of calories at all. And it's relatively filling. I think it's like keeps it's a good snack.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And I think, yeah, I think it's very beneficial for a plethora of reasons.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of bang for your buck foods, I think there's two that, or maybe even three that we have to touch on. Liver, oysters and shellfish, and then eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to be the biggest bang for your buck foods in terms of nutritional value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In terms of micronutrient quality, definitely the best foods that you can consume, in my opinion.
So, I mean, however you got to get them in, if you don't have access to fresh oysters, getting them in cans, probably better. If you don't like liver, I think doing the raw liver shots, or I think doing liver tacos or Force of Nature beef, which I know we're both fans of. Force of Nature does like an 80% ground beef and 20% organs, so you don't really taste it. And just make it into some tacos.
Yeah, definitely. Mixing it with some ground beef or some other kind of meat definitely takes like some of the
metal-y.
I don't want to really say like weird taste, but like the different taste from liver. It definitely helps eliminate that and cover it up a little bit if you have trouble eating it.
Yeah, I kind of want to do liver tacos because I feel like it would taste fine, and I just haven't had tacos in a while.
Yeah, cassava flour is the Siete cassava flour taco.
Really?
Yeah, they have taco shells, which aren't the best, but then they also have like the cassava flour like taco tortilla things.
Which honestly brings another good point. Having like some backup meals, so like things that like aren't thermo maybe perfectly, or maybe they are, but that you can eat, go to the grocery store, or go to a restaurant and pick up. Or having like, there's a couple, those websites we found a couple weeks ago that was like they showed all the tallow and lard fried restaurants.
Oh, yeah. There was only one spot that did that. But I don't remember what it was called.
But we found out that Buffalo Wild Wings and Outback both cook in tallow.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, having some restaurants where you're like, all right, you know, I can't cook tonight. I'm tired. The kids are driving me nuts. Let's go to Outback. Let's go to anywhere but McDonald's, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it might not be perfect, but it's a good choice.
Yeah. Also, just having something that you can throw together really quickly too. Like, you know, if you ended up getting into a time crunch and you weren't expecting to not be able to cook like a full meal, having something that you can throw together super quick is also great. Like, eggs are super easy mm-hmm. to toss together real fast. Actually, like some yogurt with some berries and like some raisins and stuff, like mm-hmm. something like that is super easy to toss together.
Smoothie too, for sure.
Smoothies. Yeah, honestly, even if you have a good quality sourdough, like you can find some good sandwich meat. Like, sandwiches are a great option, especially if you're going hiking and stuff like that.
Yeah. Plus, you can make like a couple weeks worth of sourdough. I had like bagels for a couple weeks. Like, you can make like 2-3 weeks worth in one load. It's not much harder, which is good. I need to start getting sourdough again.
Yeah, definitely. The bakery by where I live actually sells really good sourdough. Oof, so,
have to go.
Yeah.
And so then I think, what was I going to say? You got anything else?
One of the things that I was going to talk about a little bit was, and it's something that I've kind of been working on myself recently, is just, prioritizing a lot of the like aches and pains that you experience on a daily basis. Like, you know, I've probably had like a little bit of lower back pain and hip pain for years now, probably like 4, 5, 6 years. And I'm finally getting to the point where I'm prioritizing those things. And I think that over time, especially as we age, that's going to be beneficial. Like prioritizing the health of your lower back, the health of your knees, you know, learning how your feet actually make an impact on your entire posture, and like how strengthening your feet is going to be beneficial for, you know, not only how you age, but how you perform athletically and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I think all of those things are super important to pay attention to, and definitely have like a compounding benefit over time.
Yeah, I also agree. And the same thing from a nutritional perspective, like what foods impact you both positively and negatively. Like recently I went to Jimmy John's last week, got a sandwich, and just because it was convenient and I needed some food, and it was just a lot of bread. And I used to just pound gluten. Like a couple of years ago, I didn't care at all. Didn't have any issue. But after that, I was like, damn, I'm bloated right now. And I'm not like, oh, I'm going to avoid gluten now. It's just like something to make a mental note of. Same thing with cacao. But also things change over time. So like I hadn't had any digestive issues with cacao for months. I had some for a while. Just kind of made me a little bloated. Now I think I'm going back to not having any issues, so see what happens.
Mm-hmm. I would also say one of the things that not many people probably do is just having a relationship with your local farmers. Mm. That's something that can have a huge return. You know, if there's ever a supply chain issue with meat, you got a good source right there. You can also consistently ask them for like thyroid glands if they're going to the butcher and like you want certain parts of the animal. Like a lot of these people, especially in like lower population areas, like they'll just throw the liver and the heart and stuff away. Like, and all of that has extremely good nutritional value. So building a relationship with them and maybe offering them like, you know, what is it, like $10 a pound for liver at Western Daughters? Yeah, you could offer them like $3 a pound or something like that for their liver and their heart and stuff, and be saving a lot of money and have really good high quality food for quite a while.
Yeah, for sure. That stuff goes very underrated, and it's just biggest bang for your buck. So much protein in it. It's just extremely nutritious. And it's just something we can't do here. Can't really get local farmers. I think it's just great to support local farms instead of like mm-hmm. big box brands.
Yeah. I mean, Western Daughters is local.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's about all that I got.
Maybe getting some sunlight daily.
Yeah. Oh, also another thing that's kind of along these lines is I also unplug my internet router at night.
Oh, that's cool.
And I think that has been helping my sleep as well. So that might be, you know, super small effort thing that typically has a lot of value. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you can get one that, or put it on timer, I don't think you can buy those timers on Amazon that yeah. plugs automatically.
Yeah. So like you can get a timer on Amazon that you plug the plug into, and then you plug that into the wall plug. And then like over time, it'll like at a certain time, it'll cut off the power. And then it'll switch back on whenever, you know, mm-hmm. whatever time you have it set in the morning. I think something like that is pretty valuable as well. Yeah.
I also wish there were more like routers that just had that built in. I don't know if there are. I'm sure there are, but that might be something to look into.
Yeah, absolutely. And like in the bedroom or places that you tend to spend a lot of time, I'd also recommend maybe getting like one of those dirty electricity filters that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $60 might be a lot to some people, but it's probably worth it if you're around a bunch of dirty electricity.
Yeah, especially in the city where we're just surrounded by just thousands and thousands of people. If you can get a little bit less EMF going through the system, probably not the worst thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think one last thing I'll touch on is just having some really good snacks that you enjoy. Hopefully they're perfectly thermal. Like, we have a ton of snacks in the office, like ice cream at home, stuff like I surround myself with things that I enjoy. So it's not like I'm cheating. I'm just eating snacks that are good for you, and which is not that hard to do. We got Thermo chips in the Thrive Market, ice cream, pretty damn good, chocolate. I don't know what else people like, but that's what I like.
Yeah, I mean, beef jerky, dried fruit. You can even get like fruit leathers at the grocery store, like banana chips and coconut oil, stuff like that. It's all.
Or just make your own. Like cookies can be good. Like cassava flour cookies are pretty damn good. Jaden and I like those. Yeah. I think that's about it.
Yep. Thanks for watching, and we'll talk to y'all next time.
Peace.